Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. Thank you so much for making us part of your day today. My name is Parker Kern, here alongside my good friend and our pastor, Father Jeff McBeth. Father, what is going on today?
Yeah, just trying to stay warm.
You're staying warm,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's been another cold week.
Another great one.
But yeah, we're getting along.
15 degrees at time of recording.
I know.
It's
but after two mild winters, like, even though I don't like the cold, like, it's actually what's supposed to happen. Even though it's below normal, it's sort of like,
it's not, it doesn't make it any better.
Nah,
it doesn't make it any better.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
And the whole snow and ice thing has just gotten really old for me personally.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially when it comes on Sunday morning.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Scapey, though.
That's right.
Scapey.
My Civic made it. But of course, I don't have as far to go as you do.
You don't have as far to go. No. But that Route 25 north is nuts.
I was on it. I was on it the next day, and it was still bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting this at all.
Yeah. Well, I went to some friends' house on Sunday evening for the Daytona 500. And was coming home on 64 there, through, like, over the Waterville Bridge, and then, you know, back to Bowling Green, obviously. And there were just, like, patches where it was, like, straight up avalanche. And then you would just drive 50 feet, and then it was fine. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And then you'd get up another quarter mile or so, and I mean, it would just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, pitch black. Mm. So Scapey balled me out there again.
Yeah.
My wife's car, Scape, we call her Scapey. Ford Escape, four-wheel drive. Yeah, the little Focus probably wouldn't have. I would have made it in the Focus, but you just feel so much better in an SUV when you're, I don't know. So, but I'm glad your Civic made it.
Those north-south roads can be.
They are, man.
Yeah, I remember it reminded me of Route 4, like in Erie County, something south of Sandusky was always like that. It was just a complete mess all the time. So you got nowhere to stay away from. But I should have gone to the other Kroger. But, you know, I made it.
Gone to the other Kroger.
Made it there and back.
That sounds like a song. Should have gone to the other Kroger.
That's right.
I don't know.
Should have known better than to go to Bowling Green. So, anyway.
Is that actually a song? That sounds very...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's from the 80s. Should have known better than to fall in love with you.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a one-hit wonder or...
Probably.
But... Yeah,
okay. I'm gonna have to look that up later.
Yeah, those little fun 80s songs, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's cool.
But yeah, now I'm curious, but we'll get there.
I was tempted to.
I know.
I was tempted.
We don't want to have dead air. I know. I saw it. I appreciate that. But you know, I guess we'll practice patience.
We'll practice
and some firm resolve just look it up afterwards. You know, too bad it's not a call-in show because someone else could like look us up for us and call it in.
But... Like Fraser Crane. You
that's
know?
Right.
I'm listening.
That's right.
Let me know. Let us know who did this song.
But, so by the time you hear this, we'll have already looked it up.
Yeah, we'll probably both have it on Spotify at that point and be blasting it in the office.
Mm-hmm. I want to say it's like Richard Marx.
Richard Marx. Okay.
I want to say I'm going to guess Richard Marx.
I guess
we have like 18 minutes before we can verify.
I know.
That's a
tough thing. Mm-hmm. This is really tough to practice, but this is good.
Yeah.
We're waiting for Lent.
That's right. That's all. It feels more like Lent. Advent waiting, but
it really does. Yeah. The anticipation is killing me, but we'll figure it out.
We'll survive the next 17 and a half minutes.
I think we will. Yeah. Actually more like almost 20, but we'll be fine.
Okay.
That's even worse now.
That's right. Thanks.
That's even worse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, no, Father. So I'm hoping that we can soon have a little turning of the guard. Looking at the forecast, you know, it's supposed to be 40s next week, and hopefully spring is on the way.
It'll feel like amazing.
Yeah,
for it to be 40,
it'll be good. Mm-hmm. No coats.
I know.
No coats. You remember? Did you ever at recess back in the day? Like, did they ever allow you, like, when it got to a certain temperature outside, to take your coat off? Like, you couldn't take it off.
I don't remember a rule about
no coats.
You know, coat versus coat in a certain temperature threshold. Of course, you know, if you're like playing basketball, like we pretty much always took our coats off unless it was super cold.
Yeah.
Because you just sort of had to.
No, see at Leal, we used to have the rule. I think it was 50 degrees.
What?
Where you had to like keep your coat on, and then like if it was 50 degrees, and they had a little thermometer on the back of like the school facing out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously it was good because we learned how to read thermometers,
right?
Which was cool. But I remember sometimes it would be like right on the edge, and like depending on how cool the recess monitor was, they'd either say like, yeah, it's fine, or like, no, you have to keep your coat on. But I remember they'd ring the bell and it was like mayhem, and everybody would just scream, no coat! And they'd run to the, there was like a little fence kind of where like the, in the back, you've been to the back, Leo, right? The big woods and stuff. And there's like a little parking lot where they all play, and people would hang their coats on the fence and go back to doing whatever.
See, that just
doing.
It feels like that's like too much structure.
Yeah, I well
for
that's okay.
Like, and I'm good with structure, especially in school, but it seemed like a lot of energy was spent on the 50 degree threshold.
I can't confirm or deny that. I was just
especially because you got to factor in like, is it a bright sunny day with no wind?
Yeah, is it raining?
Because that's different than 50 and it's like blowing and it just feels
that's
ridiculous.
True. Yeah, then it feels like 20.
Yeah, I think you got to have like a feel for kind of a like wiggle room for.
They need like an official meteorologist
like the rest
to
of the,
go outside.
You know, yeah.
I think it's safe today.
That's right. Yeah. So
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, that feels like a fever dream now, but it was almost 20 years ago. Yeah. But I could still remember it like it was yesterday, like no coats.
Yeah.
You know,
I can tell that really stuck with you.
Yeah. And then we had a couple of monitors, some of which are dead, rest in peace, that used to say, do not play on the sand. Right. Do not play on the sand. Because there was a little sand. Yeah, there was a little sand up at the top. Well, it wasn't really a sandbox. It was more like a hill with like some sand and dirt on it. And we used to play football on it.
Huh.
But like if there were certain monitors, again, God rest their souls.
Uh-huh.
Not going to name names, but they've passed.
They're known
monitoring recess in heaven right now.
They're
or where?
The Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they would say, do not play on the sand.
Wow.
And you know, and we, yeah, so like we couldn't play the football in the sand or on the grass here. So we'd have to play on the blacktop. I can remember one time this dude like almost like cut his head open and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they had to carry him inside and everything. It was wild.
Yeah, of course, you know. Most schools like only have a blacktop.
Yeah, right. I used to play tackle.
I was at Leo back in the spring, and I had a couple actually high school kids from Huron that were like shadowing me for the day.
Oh yeah, I remember
that. And so we went out for like recess because like it was in May. I'm like, can you believe this is what they have? And they're like, what? Because in Huron, it was just like the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, that was all fenced
in. No,
they
got a nice little place out there.
They totally do.
Gym class.
Woods to run around. It's amazing.
Yeah, like Jim used to run and stuff and like through the woods.
It's like the most ridiculous recess setup I've ever seen.
It's pretty
it's a
awesome.
Blessing.
It really is. Yeah. Except when you can't play on the sand.
Yeah, except for all the rules. It's a blessing.
Except for all the rules. I'm sure those have been changed over the years.
Next time I go there, I got to find this hill of sand that you speak of.
Oh, well, I mean, who knows what it is now? It could be all concrete now. I don't know. I mean, again, that was 20 years ago almost. Mm-hmm. It really was.
Yeah.
You know, back when, you know, I was actually having recess because they didn't have the middle schoolers, which back then was 7th and 8th grade. It wasn't 6, 7, 8 or whatever sort of, you know, number system they have now. 7-8 and 7-8 didn't get recess outside.
Aww.
It was terrible. I remember like the first day I was like, I said to my best friend, Tyler, who's still my very close friend.
Yeah.
I said like, are you like, why didn't you tell me? Cause he's a year older than I am.
Oh, that's
like,
hilarious.
Why didn't you tell me that we don't get recess anymore? He goes, sorry, man. I didn't know it was a big deal. Like I exercise at home. Like I have a basketball hilarious. Hoop in my driveway. I'm like, well, that's really great. But now, you know, this is all messed up for me. We don't get recess anymore.
Even 7th and 8th graders need to, like, get the energy out.
I know, right?
You think they would have figured that one out.
No, I mean, like, we'd do more rigorous stuff in gym class, but, I mean, who really, you know, it's gym class. You know, so, I don't know. I just
that's
like to play, you know, basketball and football and three-point shootout. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to have a good time. So, anyways, good old days. Probably.
Yeah.
The good old days.
I forgot
days.
The game they were playing the one time I was out there at recess. It was some kind of ring around, chase you a tag kind of a thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's nice when people make up their own games, you know?
Yeah. We used to have, you remember Father Tom Gorman?
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he used to come out for mass sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And we had this game one time, I remember, where it was the fall, so there was a lot of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was actually All Saints Day or All Souls Day, one of the two where they had, like, it landed on a Thursday, and we always had mass on Thursday, all school mass. So he showed us this game where you would take one person in your play group and bury them in leaves.
Huh.
And they were quote unquote dead.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone else in the play group would go around the leaf pile that you've made over this person and say, pray for the dead and the dead will pray for you. Pray for the dead and the dead will pray for you. And then...
you had the craziest recesses.
Yeah, I know. And then all of a sudden, whenever the person had felt that they needed to get up, they would, you know, get out of the dead and they would choose somebody else to be the dead person. And then they would bury that person in leaves. And then we'd do the same thing over and over.
Doesn't make... Yeah, it makes... It makes Red Rover sound a lot better.
Yeah. Well, judging by your face when I said that, I feel like...
I'll need to process this a little bit more.
I think...
Or maybe I should just let it go.
Yeah. Well, let it go. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, you can't ask Father Gorman what the heck he was thinking.
That's right. So. I'm sure he's well-intentioned.
We can only look to the heavens and mm-hmm. wonder why. Mm-hmm. I think Bob Costas said that one time. Mm-hmm. You can only look to the heavens and wonder why. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, recess stories.
Recess
galore.
Memory lane.
I did not know that that's where we were going today, but that's
where
we're
going. So,
did you have
all you can do is look up at the sky and wonder why.
That's right. So, Bob Costas. Did you have any notable recesses, Father, back in your day?
I remember like epic Red Rovers.
Because, oh, yeah.
You know, our classes back then were huge.
Yeah, trying to like break 80, people's arms.
There was like
and stuff.
80 or 90 per class.
Oh, my gosh.
At St. Pat's. Yeah. And so, right, epic Red Rovers, which I think is now banned. But yeah.
Too many separated shoulders.
Yeah, all that. So I don't remember any injuries, but
you guys ever do capture the flag?
No, a lot of basketball and football.
Yeah,
I mean they had a ton of parking lot out there, there was a lot of room to run around,
a lot of real estate,
you know, and swing sets and stuff. But yeah, there's a lot of real estate out there.
Mm-hmm.
But
beautiful.
That's just what I recall. Yeah. So yeah,
good times.
No coat rules. No.
Why don't we have recess as adults? I mean, couldn't you just imagine, like, the staff just, like, running around outside?
You can.
At lunchtime?
You know.
Playing tag out there?
You know, sometimes. Once in a while, I'll, like, I just need to get out, you know, and I'll take a little walk around the parking lot just to kind of...
Yeah. Love it.
Get outside for a minute.
Not this week, but yes.
But correct. Correct. Yeah. I could, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So
I get it.
Some hardcore people do, but I'm not hardcore in that way.
No, people were running to my neighborhood the other day. I'm like, dude, you
are...
That's,
like, not good for your lungs, even.
No, you get hypothermia or something. You know, laryngitis.
One of those.
All that stuff. We're not scientists. So
no.
Let's get into stuff we do know, Father.
Yeah, so some things. Of course, this is a return of family faith formation this weekend, which is great. I'm just grateful for all those, one, families who participate. We feel it's really meaningful. And then all of our awesome helpers, the teachers, the kitchen crews. That's just so great.
Mm-hmm.
So that's back. This weekend for our final 4 weeks. Of course, we're still having our religious good recycle program. So if you have religious goods at home, this is not books. Someone stuck a book in there. I'm like, no, there's no books. It's clearly defined in the bulletin, which you can bring or not bring.
They threw the book at you. Yes.
And so, it's a nice opportunity. If you have some things around the house, you know, even like, I think it says like broken rosaries, you know, I've just all sorts of things. I mean, these are people who know what to do with that stuff, you know, statues, whatnot. So that's through next weekend. So just a reminder about that. And then, of course, annual Catholic appeal. It's that time of year to support the ministries of the diocese. The two biggest, you know, things the ACA provides for. It's a lot of little things in parish life and faith formation and all that. But a significant chunk of the Catholic Charities budget comes from the annual Catholic appeal. Is the one lady in the video showed. I thought that was a really great video.
Yes, it was.
You know, they do so much good. Of course, you know, a lot of folks in our parish are connected with Helping Hands of St. Louis, you know, which falls under the Catholic Charities Ministries, and the need there is, you know, of course, increased. You know, they do a lot of good there. And so by supporting the annual Catholic appeal, you're really supporting the work of Catholic Charities throughout our diocese. And also the support of our seminarians, you know, all the, you know, it's really sort of like full-time school at a private institution. So it's, you know, it's not cheap, you know, room and board and the tuition and the books and the summers and all those other kind of things. And so, the nice thing is I think we're on the uptick with seminarians.
Yes.
Which is exciting, but they also then need to be funded, you know? And so obviously the whole time I went to I was in seminary. I didn't pay anything, you know, and the good people of the diocese through the annual Catholic appeal, you know, I chipped in for that and for Father Chris Turner from our parish and for all the guys who've gone through. So that's a piece we rely on as well.
Yeah.
So that and a lot of other, just really a lot of great things. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned at Masses, like last year, we were still talking about this in May. And had a kind of a whole second like push.
All right, let's get her done.
Yeah, let's get her done. I know our goal is a little ambitious. $83,000 was it $96.09? So
apparently, Father Rose is covered in the 9 cents.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
We didn't really. Yeah. So now we have like 91 cents because I took the other 9 cents.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. No, just so yeah, I think like four or five people like volunteered to cover the 9 cents.
Oh gosh. So well, now we'll have like my 63
response.
Cents.
My response was, I had you down for the 83,000 part.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
But you know, it certainly takes big chunks, but it also I think all of us, you know, doing a part, you know.
Right.
So the overall goal for the diocese is $3.25 million. So yeah, really grateful for those who've already contributed, and but just love to kind of get this done. You can, if you just don't have anything in the mail, we do have commitment cards still in the pews, or you can go to acatoledo.org. Just make sure that it's St. John the 23rd that it gets applied to.
Yeah.
Because yeah, we wanna meet our goal, mm-hmm. and I hear about it if we don't. So. really grateful for that.
Pizza
and
party.
Let's get it done.
Pizza yeah. party if we get it done.
So I think actually we get like half back of anything that goes over the goal, you know? So
oh,
if we
wow.
go, if we go over, there's a benefit to us.
But, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So I think those are the things I wanted to just kind of circle back with,
sick.
You know, for this week. Yeah.
Great.
So this is the seventh Sunday in ordinary time.
Lucky seven,
which, you know, because Easter comes late. You know, so Lent starts late, so we don't always get a seventh week.
No.
And then next week will be the even more rare eighth Sunday.
It's like,
The Sunday that time forgot, you know? I don't know what that means.
Every leaf is in the table this year.
But it is. Yeah. It is. You know, we're laying them all out.
Yep.
So
let's go.
Yeah. So this is a continuation of Jesus' Sermon on the Plain that we heard last week from Luke chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be called children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." There's a lot of hardcore stuff there.
Rather poignant message.
Yeah.
There's like 20 different things that you can kind of pull from that and say, wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Really applies.
You know, and I think some of it, you know, the continuation, you know, part of Jesus' Sermon on the Plain, you know, was the Beatitudes there. And look, you know, Luke, blessed are the poor, blessed are the hungry, you know, who weep now. You know, woe to you who are rich and filled now. And so it really kind of overturns what we would expect, you know, sort of the heavenly values versus the earthly values. And, you know, I see in all this a continuation of the same thing, you know, it's sort of like this overturning of, I don't know, maybe what we our tendencies would be,
yeah,
you know, and Jesus is is asking us to step into something else.
Yeah, I mean, none of this is easy, right?
Yeah, totally.
It looks. I mean, we can all look at it. We're looking at it on paper in a book. We can all read it. We can all hear it and go, okay, yeah, right, yeah, okay. Be nice to people, you know, that are not nice to you, or you know, if you know someone strikes you, hopefully not literally, like let them, you know, turn the other cheek, all that stuff. Like, it's just, it's really easy to just go, yeah, right. That's good information, but putting it into practice is a totally different beast.
Yeah.
And it requires that patience. It requires that kind of knowledge. Just like we talked about, you know, earlier in the show with figuring out who wrote that song. Like, we needed to be aware that we weren't going to look it up as easily as we could have. Right. But we were aware of the fact that we needed to, or, you know, chose not to do that. Like, just the same for
focus.
Right. Yeah. It requires focus, and it requires, you know, the effort that it takes to really get your mind centered around, this is how I should be acting. And this is maybe perhaps how I should not be acting in this instance. So there's really a ton here that's very challenging to all of us.
And I think part of what's here is recognizing how God looks at us. You know, he's kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Like, he, you know, he just gives because that's what he does. You know, he's merciful. That's who he is. And so that's part of, as people made in the image and likeness of God, you know, we're meant to receive and imitate, you know, the love and mercy of God. And write super hard, like you said, which is why we need the grace of God, the help of God, to continue what we look to be transformed into, especially when we come to Mass, you know, and are sent forth. So yeah, a lot of powerful stuff here. But in some ways, trusting the words of who said it.
Yeah.
It was Jesus.
And again, the theme of abundance continues to pop up every week. I mean, again, like you said, just God just doesn't stop giving. It's like a faucet that's just turned on to all the way up, and you can't turn it off no matter what.
Yeah.
It's just constant gifts, constant abundance, constant blessings.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like the living water I talked about.
Yes.
Last week, and even there was a quote I wrote down last week, but against the continuation of the sermon. You know, God's love is like a waterfall of life that never stops flowing. And it's a love that seeks to invade our lives and transform it. So yeah,
powerful stuff.
Yeah, because we just can't do this on our own.
No, we know? Can't. No, so, we can't. And with that in mind, let's give a prayer.
Yeah,
good Lord, Father,
in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Yeah, God, help us to imitate you in your outpouring of love and mercy, in the abundance of your giving, but always trusting that you have it all, that you have it all in the end, that you're not going to leave us empty, that you're not going to leave us unfulfilled, that we imitate your goodness, that we have indeed a share in your life, not only now, but for all eternity. So help us to do that, to be merciful as you are merciful. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Great show today.
Thanks, Parker. Thanks, everybody. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.